The Mishnah in Megillah, Daf Ches Amud Aleph, says, Ein bein nedarim l'nedavus, there's no chilu between a neder and a nedava, elo shanedarim chay b'achar yusun, v'nedavus ein chay b'achar yusun. A neder, you're chay v'nachayis, a nedava, you're not chay v'nachayis. So what does this mean? A neder is when a person says, harei alai carbon, you're mekabel on yourself to bring a carbon to the base of Mikdash. A nedava is when you say, harei zu carbon, you're actually makdash behemah, you say, this should be kaddish, and it becomes kaddish now. So neder is a promise that I will be Makdash carbon and bring it to the base of Mikdash, as opposed to an Adava when you're putting the Hekdash on the carbon right now. And the only chilik between them, the Mishnah says, is that a nether, Yechai Bachrayis, so if something happens to it, it gets lost or it's Nevad, you still have to bring another one to be Mekam your nether, but a Nedava, you're not Chai Bachrayis. If you say Harezu, all you did was say that this is a carbon and it is a carbon, the fact that it got lost or something like that is not Mechayiv you to bring another one. Now, the Brisker Rav asks a very fundamental kasha on this Mishnah. The Brisker Rav is brought down by the Minchas Avram at the beginning of Maseches Zvachim. So he says that, l'chari, this doesn't make sense to say that this is a chilik between neder and nedava. The fact that a neder is chai b'achrayas and a nedava is not, that's not a chilik, it's not a difference between a neder and a nedava. That is the whole metzias of a neder and a nedava. That is the essence of what a neder is, and that's the essence of a nedava. A neder, you promised to bring it, so if you didn't bring it, you have to bring another one, because you never re-yaitzi a neder, as opposed to a nedava. I didn't promise to do anything, I made this hakdish, so if it's neder, I'm pater from achrayas. So it's not a chilik between them. A chilik sounds like, you know, we have A and B, and now we're saying differences between them. Over here, this is the definition of A and B. This is what they are. So it's not a chilik that we have to point out that there's a difference between them. The mere fact that one is a neder, one is a nedava, already says that a neder yichai b'achrayas and a nedava not. Why does the Mishnah refer to this as a chilik between them? And he asks another kasha, brings it out a little more, that the Gemara says, Menani Mili, how do we know this chilik between a neder and a nedava? We learn it from a pasuk, the Tanur Rabbanan, Benirtza Loi L'chaper Alav, Esha Alav, Chai Bracha Yusuf, V'Sheinu Alav, Enu Chai Bracha Yusuf. We have a pasuk teaching us this then, that you only Chai Bachrayas for a neder, not a nedava. So, effective Biskov, why do I need a pasuk? I don't need a pasuk to teach me that a neder I'm Chai Bachrayas and a nedava not. Again, that is the definition of a neder. A neder is, I promised to bring it. So if you didn't bring it, you're not yet a neder. And a nedava, you never promised to bring it, so you don't have to. But why would I need a pasuk to tell me something which is pashut, which is the whole essence of what a neder is? And perhaps it could be myself another kasha along the same lines, that the lashon of chai b'achrayis is also difficult to understand. Chai b'achrayis, achrayis is, if I owe something and I didn't pay it, then it's sort of like a chiyuv that I have to do instead of the chiyuv that I had. It's like a backup achrayis that I have to pay for. This over here is not a chiyuv achrayas. This is the neder itself. If I say I promise to do this, then why do I have to do it? I have to do it because that's what my neder is mechayim. It's not a achrayas. It's not a chiyuv achrayas added onto the neder. It is the neder itself. This lashon chayim achrayas also needs beer. So these are a couple of haras over here in the sugya. So the Biskrab says a very beautiful hesbo over here. He says like this. He says there's really two dinim in a neder, a nidvei carbon. When a person says, harei alai, I'm going to bring a carbon. When a person says, harei alai, oila, I'm mekabel myself to bring a carbon, oila. So the halachas of nedarim already mechayiv you b'achrayas, there's no question about it, I don't need any psukim. The fact that I made a neder is mechayiv you. But what is that neder mechayiv you? It's just mechayiv you to bring the carbon to the azara. You just said, harei alai carbon. What do you have to do with it? You bring it to the azara, you bring it to the base of Mikdash, you drop it off, finished. You might say your chiyuv neder. If you only had the parsha of nedarim, you would be mechuyev to bring it to the azara, and once you bring it to the azara, you're finished, you have no achrayas anymore. But now comes the Gemara. The Gemara's mechadosh is a new drasha of a nirtzalel l'chaper lav, which is mechadosh, a new din. This is a halacha which doesn't come from hilchas nedarim, this comes from hilchas karbanis. Besides for your regular din, that you have an achrayas to bring it to the azara, the din of a nirtzalel l'chaper lav says you're mechuyev to make sure that the karban is nikrav properly. It's nikrav kedina v'ketzirasa with all the dinim, and until you do that, you're not yetzir din, and you have a chiyuv achrayas. So Zakhtar Beskov, that's what's going on over here in the Mishnah, the chiluk between neder and nedava, that you're chayav achrayas. We're not talking about the chiyuv to bring it to the azara. That much we already know from Hilchas Nedarim, that is the definition of a neder. We're saying over here that there's another chiyuv. A chiyuv is not only to bring it to the azara, but to go beyond it and make sure that it's hukav properly, and until that happens, you have a chiyuv achrayas. That is something which is nischadish from the pasuk of Renitzel l'chaper alav, and therefore I need a pasuk, because this is a new din on top of the din of the neder, and that's why this is not the essence of what a neder is. The essence of a neder is to bring it to the base of Mikdash, but to go further and bring it as a carbon, that's not something I would know. That is a chilik between a neder and a dava. Neder is mechayiv to do that, and dava is not. And I think that would also answer up the lashon of the chiyuv achrayas, because it really is a chiyuv achrayas. The etzem chiyuv neder is only to bring it to the azara, but not to say that I have to go beyond that and bring it as a carbon, and if I didn't bring it as a carbon, if something happened, I'm mechayiv to bring another one. That is a chiyuv achrayas. It's something new, which is nischadosh beyond the neder itself, which would only have been mechayiv me to bring it to the azara. That's the beer of the Brisker Rav. In the Fidan, he says you can answer a kasha of Rabbi Kivega in the Mishnah Melech. Tosfos says in Chulin and Daf Chav Beis that if a person makes a neder to bring a carbon, once you bring it to the azar, you bring it to the kain, you're yetzei a neder. You don't have to do more than that, even if it was never hukrav, even if it was never brought as a carbon. So the Mishamalach and Rabbi Kivega asked him this, and how could you say that? How could you say that you're Yotzei Neder once you bring it to the Kayin? We know there's a Beferish Mishnah and Daf Bezin Zvachim. The Mishnah over there says that if a person brings a carbon and it's brought Shalei Lishma, so the carbon is kosher b'diavad, but it's lo alu b'ayim l'shem chayvan. The b'ayim are not yotzei the chiyuv, and they have to bring another carbon. So you bring a shlamim, you shach the shalei lishma, you mechuv to bring another carbon. So in fact, the Mishamalach, but why? If Tosis is correct, if I'm yotzei by giving it to the kain, so I was already yotzei my neder. The fact that it's brought shalei lishma shouldn't concern me. Why am I mechuyev to do anything beyond that? Why am I mechuyev to bring another carbon? L'chari, see from there, I'm not yotzei the neder until it was karav gilchasa, not like Tosis says. So the Briskov wants to say that lefi this it would be miyoshev, that this that Taisa says here, yetzir neder, once you bring it to the kain, he's talking about the regular din neder al tilchus nedarm. That neder is mechayev to bring it to the azara, the sulei midi, you're not mechayev to do more than that, you bring it to the kain, yetzir neder, we're not concerned with what happens later on. But there's a new din of anirza lechaprala, which says you're achroi to make sure that it's karv kilchasai, and kol zman, it wasn't karv kilchasai, if it's shulei lishma, you're mechayev to bring another one. That's because of the new din of anirzalei, which is not hilchas nadarm, that's halach and dina karbanas, which is mechayev to make sure that it's karv kilchasai. It's not something that I would know because of the regular parashah nadarim, and that's why you would be mechayev to bring another carbon, as the Mishnah says in the beginning of Zvachim. That's his Hezbo over here, and the Mishnah over here, so the Mishnah over here, Ein Bein, Nidam Nidavis, is really saying a Gemal de Gechidish in the din of another, that there's really two dinim in the chiyuv of another of a carbon. One is to bring it to the Azara from the regular parasha of Nadarim, and then there's a new Chidish, Venirza Lechapala, which is Mechadish a chiyuv to make sure that it's Karv Gil Chasai, and up until that, if that doesn't happen, until that point, you're not Yotzid, the new chiyuv of Achrayas, which is learned from Venirza Lai Lechapra Alav.